感谢主给我们有这样的机会能聚集在他的面前。
We thank God for giving us such a chance that we can come before him.
当弟兄们告诉我要来参加这一次聚会的时候，
When brothers told me to attend this meeting,
我就在主面前等候。
I was waiting before the Lord.
我不知道这一次主要我与弟兄姊妹交通什么。
I did not know what the Lord wanted me to share with brothers and sisters.
后来我与古都弟兄有一点交通。
Then I shared with Brother Guodu.
感谢主，他已经给古都弟兄里面有负担。
I thank the Lord that he gave Brother Sun a burden.
他的负担呢，是关乎以利亚。
His burden is concerning the things and matters of Elijah.
因着这个缘故我就想起了。
Because of this, I remembered.
如果主要他讲以利亚的话，
If the Lord wants him to speak about Elijah,
那么也许主要我交通摩西了。
And maybe the Lord wants me to share on Moses.
因为我们知道摩西和以利亚是连在一起的。
Because we do know that Elijah and Moses are connected together.
整个的旧约可以说这两个人来代表。
We know that entire Old Testament is typified by these two people.
摩西代表律法。
Moses represent law.
以利亚代表先知。
Elijah represent prophet.
凡是摩西的律法和先知的书都是见证。
All the law of Moses and the books of the prophets will testify our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们盼望在这一次我们一同来交通摩西。
We hope that this time we will share together Moses.
但是摩西的事情太多了。
But there's too many things concerning Moses.
所以我们愿意把这个摩西的事集中这一件事情上。
Then we will willing to put pinpoint one thing concerning Moses.
我们要一同交通摩西他所看见的一切的意象。
We are going to share together all the things, all the visions that Moses saw.
感谢主，凡是在圣经上所记载的。
We thank the Lord, whatever is recorded in the Bible.
都是为着我们这些牧师的人做勉励。
It's all as encouragement for the people of the latter time.
所以在摩西的身上，尤其在异象那一方面。
In terms of the vision, especially when it comes to Moses.
我们可以学习很多的功课。
There are many lessons that we can learn from.
我们知道摩西在圣经里面。
We know that Moses in the Bible.
他称为神的人 ，the man of God.
He was called the man of God.
他又是这个神的仆人。
He's also the servant of God.
他又是神的朋友。
He's also the friend of God.
他是神的人，因为他认识神。
He is the man of God because he knows God.
他是神的仆人。
He is the servant of God.
因为他在神的家中敬重。
Because he's faithful in God's house.
他是神的朋友。
He is God's friend.
因为神与他面对面说话。
Because God spoke to him face to face.
摩西他一生有120年之久。
In the whole life of Moses is approximately 120 years.
他活的日子比我们这里任何的人都长。
He lived longer than any of us sitting here.
在他120年的中间。
In the midst of these 120 years.
分三个阶段。
It's separated by three time periods.
从生下来一直到40岁。
When he was born till the age of 40,
这是一个时期。
This is one time period.
那个时候，神安排他在埃及的王宫里面生长。
God at that time placed him in the palace of Egypt.
他学会了埃及所有的学问。
He learned all the knowledge from Egypt.
大有能力。
He has full power.
满有口才。
He was full of eloquence.
这是他第一个阶段。
This is the first time period of his life.
然后从40岁到80岁。
Then from age 40 to age 80.
他在这个米甸的旷野看羊。
He was shepherding sheep in the wilderness of the Midianites.
他把过去在埃及所学的、 可以说都学掉了。
And he unlearned all the things that he learned in Egypt.
好叫他在神面前有新的学习。
So he has new learning before the Lord.
学习来认识神。
He's learning to know God.
然后最后的四十年。
So the last 40 years.
神使用他带领以色列的百姓从埃及出来。
God used him to lead the Israelites, God's people, out of Egypt.
带他们经过大而可畏的旷野。
Lead them through the great and awesome wilderness.
一直带到迦南的边境上。
Lead them all the way to the boundary of Canaan.
所以我们看见在这个摩西这一生的中间。
We see the life of Moses in his life.
实在有许许多多的功课是神要我们学习的。
Really, there are many, many lessons that God wants us to learn.
我们相信神把他的事放在圣经里面。
We know that God put His works in the Bible.
不是光要我们知道一点关乎摩西的事。
It's not just so that we learn something about Moses.
我们小的时候啊，我们都在那里听了一些摩西的故事。
When we're young, we all learn stories about Moses.
但是那个时候，我们听摩西的故事啊。不过是关乎摩西的。
But at that time we listen to the story of Moses is concerning Moses.
好像与我们没有什么关系的。
Seems like it has nothing to do with us.
但是感谢赞美主。
But thank and praise our God.
我们今天在那里看摩西的事情。
But today we look upon the matters of Moses.
我们的感觉就不同了。
Our feeling is different.
我们不光是在那里温习过去摩西的历史。
We're not reviewing the history of what Moses did.
我们在那里学习神今天要我们学习的功课。
We are learning what the Lord wants us to learn today.
所以我盼望，弟兄姊妹。
I hope that brothers and sisters.
当我们在那里交通摩西的意象的时候。
So when we are sharing, fellowshipping on the vision of Moses.
你不要想这是几千年前的事情。
Don't think this is thousands of years ago.
听听而已。
It's something to listen to.
我们要觉得说神今天要借着他的话来对我们说话。
But we should know that God wants through his words to speak to us.
所以盼望我们在神面前有一个开启的心。
We hope that we have a revelation in our heart.
好叫神真是能对我们每一个人的深处说话。
So that God can really speak to the deepest innermost part of our heart.
我们为什么要在这里交通摩西的意象呢
？Why are we sharing on the vision of Moses？
我想，第一，我们要看一下，什么叫做意象
？First, we must learn what is vision。
圣经里头关乎这个意象有什么特别的意义
？What is the meaning in the Bible concerning vision？
意象在圣经的里面。
Vision in the Bible
是超过一般人所说的那个意象。
It's beyond all what people call vision.
有人说我做了一个意象，做了一个异梦，看了一个意象。
Some people said I had a dream and I saw a vision.
但是圣经里面的意象有它特别的意义。
There's special meaning in the Bible concerning vision.
所以在圣经里面，意象对于我们的基督徒的一生。有极重要的关系。
The vision is so important in the Bible to all the Christians today.
你记得在箴言第二十九章十八节这样说。
You remember in Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18 says.
他说：“没有意象，民就放肆。”
Without vision, the people are cast off without restraint.
如果没有意象的话
，If there is no vision.
百姓呢就放肆了。
People were indulging.
这个在圣经里面可以有几种的译法。
There's different meaning in the Bible.
有的译法就是像我们中文圣经里说，民就放肆了。
Some say that it means like people are cast off without restraint.
那就是说，他没有控制了。
There's no constraint.
他在那里就乱做了。
He'll do anything as he or she pleases.
他在那里是随着他意思而行了。
He will do whatever he or she pleases.
在他身上没有一个控制的一个力量。
There is no constraining power in that person.
另外一个翻译就是说，人没有意向的话。
In other interpretations, if a person doesn't have vision,
人就迷惘了。
the people will perish.
就是说，你如果没有意象的话，
it means that if you don't have vision,
你会迷惘的。
You will be destroyed.
因为你没有一个目的。
Because you don't have a goal.
你也没有一个方向。
And you don't have a direction.
你没有一个力量来带领你往前走。
You don't have power strength to carry you forward.
你没有这个忍耐能胜过一切的试炼。
You don't have the endurance to withstand all tribulation.
如果没有意象的话，人就迷惘了。
If you have no vision, you will be destroyed.
另外有一个翻译。
Another interpretation.
没有意象的话，人就分散。
If there is no vision, people are dissipated.
什么能叫我们能集合成为一呢？
What can it cause us all to come together as one?
我们需要有个共同的意向。
We must have a common vision.
如果没有这样的意向的话，
If we don't have such a vision,
你想你的，我想我的。
You do what you please, I do what I
do. 那我们个人就走自己的路。
Then we will each go our own separate ways.
要我们合而为一是不可能的事。
To cause us all come together as one is impossible.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们看见意向在圣经里头非常的重要。
We see the importance of vision in the Bible.
因为意象给我们有个方针。
Because vision gives us a goal and direction.
意象也给我们约束。
Vision gives us constraint.
意象也给我们力量。
Vision gives us power.
意象也给我们忍耐。
Gives us endurance.
因此呢，我们觉得这个意象是非常。
Therefore, we think vision is so precious.
那圣经里面的意象，
The vision in the Bible.
不是一般人所讲的，他做了一个异梦啦，看见一个异象。
It's not like what people say they had a dream, they saw a vision.
圣经里头的意象是与神永远的旨意发生关系。
The vision in the Bible is intricately connected to God's eternal plan.
因为神借着意象。或者说这座启示
Because God through vision or revelation
他把他自己心里面所要的向我们显明出来
He will reveal what he desires in his heart
叫我们能看见他所看见
So that we can see what he sees
叫我们能知道他所要的
We will know what he wants
好叫我们一生能与他的旨意能联合起来
So we can be connected in our whole life to his will
所以如果我们没有意向的话
So if we do not have vision
我们根本就不知道神的心意是什么
We don't know what's the mind and heart of the Lord
我们在那里乱猜神所要的是什么
We just foolishly guess what God wants
许多的时候连我们的侍奉都不一定是合乎他的旨意。
Many times our service is probably not in accordance to his will.
但是如果今天我们有意向的话
However, if we today have vision,
叫我们这一生与神的旨意能连起来。
So that in our whole life, we can be connected to God's will.
这样我们这一生就不是虚徒了。
In this way, we will not be in vain in our life.
我们一生在神面前就有价值。
Then we have value before the Lord in our whole life.
那这个意象也不是光只做说你这个肉眼看见了一个什么意象。
This vision is not just what you see with your fleshly eyes.
意象在圣经的里面。
Vision in the Bible.
是比这个肉体所能看见的更甚。
You can see deeper beyond the fleshly eyes.
虽然有的时候肉体的眼睛也看见了。
Maybe sometimes your fleshly eyes can see.
但是你真正看见的是在你灵的深处。
What you really see is in the deepest thought spirit in your heart.
因为圣灵把他的启示启示在我们的灵里面。
Because the Holy Spirit through his revelation will reveal into us.
因此在我们这一生的中间就起了极大的变化。
So that in our whole life there's a great transformation.
它影响我们的一生。
That will influence our whole life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
我们需要在神面前做一个有意向的人。
We need to be people with vision before God.
否则的话，我们活在世界上 可以说是糊里糊涂的。
Otherwise, we will be foolishly living in this world.
我们是在暗中摸索。
We are touching things in the darkness.
也许有许多的事情我们做了，但是我们不知道做什么。
Many things maybe we've done them, but we don't know why we're doing them.
因此，神的儿女必须要有意象。
Therefore, God's children must have vision.
感谢神。
We thank God.
他给摩西好些意象。
He gave Moses many visions.
虽然有许多的意象，实际上只一个意象。
Even though there are multiple visions, in actuality, there's one vision.
神在他儿女的身上。
God in His people.
可以给不同的意象。
Can give you different visions.
摩西有摩西的意象。
Moses has Moses' vision.
以利亚有以利亚的意象。
Elijah has his vision.
但以理有但以理的意象。
Daniel has Daniel's vision.
彼得有彼得的意象。
Peter has his vision.
约翰有约翰的意象。
John has his vision.
虽然有这许许多多不同。
Even though there are multiple different visions,
但是在原则上是一个。
But in terms of principle, there's only one vision.
神的意象实在是伟大。
God's vision really is so great.
它实在是包罗一切的。
It really contains everything.
所以可以说，没有一个人能看见神全部的意象。
So we can say not one person can see the entire vision of God.
我们只能说我们看见了一点。
We can only say we saw little bits and pieces.
但是那一点是在那个大的意象的里面。
But that little bits and pieces is containing this big vision.
就是与神永远的旨意是连起来。
Which is connected to God's eternal will.
所以凡是与神永远的旨意不连的。
But so therefore, anything that's not connected to God's
我们还不能说这是圣经里头所说的那个意象。
Then we cannot say that this is what God's vision is in the Bible.
所以我想在这里我们就打一个底子。
So here is our foundation for everyone.
然后我们一同来看摩西的事。
And here let's come together to look at the matters of Moses.
我们知道摩西他生下来的时候。
We know that when Moses was born,
他是生在一个非常不正常的一个环境里面。
He was born in a very extraordinary circumstance.
因为那个时候以色列的百姓是在埃及做奴隶。
Because the Israelites were slaves in Egypt at that time.
本来以色列他下到埃及是因为约瑟在那里做宰相。
Originally, when Joseph was the prime minister in Egypt, the Israelites came down to Egypt.
所以他们当时在埃及的时候可以说是被尊敬的。
So when they were being honored in Egypt at the time.
但是等到约瑟过去之后。
But when Joseph passed away.
在历史上告诉我们说埃及国经过一段的这个事情。
We know that in history tells us that Israelites went through some things.
这个一个朝代过去了。
One generation passed.
另外一个
dynasty passed.
另外一个朝代就进来了。
Another dynasty came forth.
那么那个朝代的王他根本不知道约瑟的事情。
The king of that dynasty does not know the matters of Joseph.
他不知道神怎样由约瑟来拯救这个埃及。
He doesn't know that God used Joseph to rescue Egypt.
所以当他看见以色列的百姓在埃及。
So when he sees the Israelites in Egypt,
他们这样的兴旺
that they're so abundant,
人那么的多
there's so many people,
又那么的刚强
so strong,
他心里就惧怕
he was afraid inside,
所以他用不同的方法来压迫他们
so he used different methods to suppress them,
叫他们做苦工做奴隶
so that they're slaves and did hard labor,
我们今天如果到埃及去的话
So today, if we go to Egypt,
你还能看见在那个时候所盖的那个金字塔。
You can see the tower that was built during that time.
那些的金字塔其实就是当时皇帝埋葬的那个坟地。
The tower that's being built at that time is actually what the kings were buried.
但是这个奴工啊，就是用这个以色列的百姓。
But the hard labor was used by the Israelites.
所以那个时候以色列的百姓实在是 在很痛苦的情形中。
So the Israelites were suffering very harshly at that time.
但是虽然如此，以色列的百姓还是增加。
But even so, the Israelites still increasing number.
所以埃及王就下命令。
So the king of Egypt set a command.
所有的男孩子生下来。
So all the male born.
都要丢在尼勒河里面。
Will be thrown to the river Nile.
他要灭掉这个以色列的那个民族。
He wanted to get rid of the entire tribe of Israelites.
摩西就生在那个时候。
Moses was born during that time.
所以你看见说这个神呢、啊、这个主宰的旨意是何等的奇妙。
We can see the marvelous part of God's will.
在人所认为最不可能的那个时候。
In terms of man, they think it's impossible at that time.
最不该生下来的时候。
The time not to be born.
摩西就生在那个时候。
Moses was born during that time.
因为神在他的身上有特别的旨意。
Because God in him has a special will.
神实在是主宰的神。
God is really someone in control.
那当摩西生下来的时候。
So when Moses was born.
他的父母看见这个孩子非常的俊美。
His parents saw how handsome this boy was.
我常常说没有一个孩子生下来在父母的眼中不是俊美的。
Not a single child that was born to the parents is not pretty or handsome.
那么圣经里头特别提到摩西生下来他父母看见这个孩子很俊美。
So the Bible especially mentioned that the parents saw this child was very handsome.
就冒险地把他藏了三个月。
So they hid him for 3 months.
我相信这个俊美恐怕比这个父母肉体的眼中所看见那个美啊恐怕更美一点。
Maybe this child was really pretty, much prettier than what the parents saw with their fleshly eyes.
也许在他们的里面有一种的感觉。
Maybe inside their heart, they have a special feeling.
或者神在这个孩子的身上有什么特别的旨意。
Maybe God has some kind of special will in this child.
所以他们把他藏了三个月。
So they hid the child for 3 months.
三个月之后恐怕他的声音太大。
3 months later, maybe his voice is too loud.
所以没有办法再把他藏起来。
So no longer can they hide him.
但是呢，神给他的父母智慧。
However, God gave his parents wisdom.
就用这座罗草做了一个箱子。
So made up with straws, a little, a little cart, and then just painted.
然后呢，就把这个孩子放在那个箱子里。
Put it in the basket, and then put the child in the basket.
你知道这个箱子在圣经里头，原文里头也是 ark， 把它放在一个 ark。
So in the original language, this basket means ark. So he placed the child in the ark.
然后就把它放在尼勒河这个罗草的里面。
And put him in the midst of River Nile.
然后他的姐姐就天天在那里看着他。
His sister every day will watch over him.
奇妙神的工作。
Very marvelous God's work comes.
法老的女儿她到河边里洗澡。
Daughter of Pharaoh was there bathing.
她看见在这个芦草的里面呢有这样一个箱子在那里。
He sees a basket in the midst of the river.
她又起了好奇心。
He has a very interesting heart in
him. 她就叫她的侍女去把她拿出来看看。
So he told the young servant girl to open it to look at it.
把这个箱子一开呀。
Open the basket.
这个孩子就哭了。
This child was crying.
你知道小孩子的哭啊真是摸透女人的心。
You know that when a child cries, it really touches a woman's heart.
所以这个法老女儿说这个一定是一个希伯来人。
The daughter of Pharaoh said, maybe, definitely, this person is a Hebrew.
一定希伯来人生的孩子啊。
It's definitely a child born on the Hebrew.
所以要丢在尼罗河里头啊。
That's why it's thrown to River Nile.
但是虽然这样。
Even so.
他爱了这个孩子。
She loved the child.
所以就收这个孩子做他的儿子。
So actually asked to have adopted this child as her own son.
就给他起名叫摩西。
And called him Moses.
我们知道摩西意思就从水里头拉上来。
You know, Moses means one who's drawn out of the river.
所以弟兄姊妹，你在这里看见。
So dear brothers and sisters, you see here.
当摩西生下来的时候。
When Moses was born.
在他的头上就有一个死的判决。
That on top of his head, there is a death sentence.
这个死的判决已经在他的身上。
Death sentence is already on him.
但是神用奇妙的方法来拯救他。
God used an amazing way to save him.
所以结果呢，我们就看见说，他的姐姐就跑来说，你需要不需要个奶妈？
As a result, his sister said to the said, "Do you need a nanny?"
那么法老女儿说，你去叫他来好。
The daughter of Pharaoh said, "Why don't you call him?"
那就是他的母亲。
Which is, of course, his mother.
所以你看他的母亲在那里抚养这个小孩子。
You know, the mother was actually raising this child.
他还得做王家的保寿。
He had everything from the palace also.
感谢神。
We thank God.
当他断奶之后，就送到王宫。
After he was nursed, he was sent to the palace.
所以摩西就生长在埃及的王宫里。
So Moses was born in the palace of Egypt.
那我们要记得，埃及在当时的时候
，We should remember Egypt at that time.
是世界上一个第一个强国。
Is in the midst of the world at that time is number one in terms of.
那么摩西他竟然呢，这个在神的主宰的安排里面。
And Moses, in the midst of what God has planned,
他竟然能在皇宫里面生长。
He was able to be raised in the palace.
所以他有机会学了埃及所有的学问。
He has the chance to learn all the knowledge of Egypt.
埃及的学问在当时的时候是有名的。
The knowledge of Egypt at that time is very famous.
因为他们的建筑，到今天还是奇迹。
Even though architecture even today is still amazing.
他们的军事一切。到那个时候是最有力的。
The army is still the strongest at that time.
摩西学会了埃及所有的学问。
Moses learned all the knowledge of Egypt.
并且他大有口才。
He was full of eloquence.
根据这个世界的历史。
Based on the world's history.
摩西在当时的时候是埃及一个大将军。
Moses was a strong soldier at that time.
他曾为着埃及打了很大的胜仗。
He brought many victories for Egypt.
并且照着当时的那个情形。
According to the times at that time.
摩西很有可能做将来的法老。
Moses was very likely to be the future pharaoh.
但是。
However.
感谢神。
Thank God.
当他的母亲在那里喂他奶的时候。
When the mother was nursing him,
她不但把奶喂给他,
not only was she nursing, breastfeeding him,
她也把神的心意叫赐给他,
she also gave him the heart of God,
叫摩西就在那样小的时候,
so that at his young age,
里面对神就有一点影响,
that he was influenced by God,
她也知道她是一个希伯来人。
He knows that he is a Hebrew.
神就在他很小的时候就把这个意念就种在他的里面。
When he was very young, God already planted the thought in his mind.
所以你看做父母的人是何等的重要。
So remember that being parents is so important.
你不要以为说你的孩子太小了，他不懂的。
Do not say that your children too small, he or she won't understand.
我知道有的姊妹。
I know some sisters.
当孩子还在怀胎的时候
，when the child is still in the womb.
他就已经开始在那里培养了。
She already started to raise.
等孩子生了之后
，so after the child is born.
不管他懂不懂
，whether he or she understands or not.
就抱着他祷告。
She will hold the child and pray.
等他慢慢稍微大一点
，so when the child is born a little older.
就有主的话。种在他的里面。
So plant God's word in this child.
虽然他不一定完全懂。
Maybe the child doesn't completely understand.
但是这个神的种子就已经种到他里面。
But God's seed is already planted in him.
以后一生不会忘记。
Will not forget in his whole life.
这是很重要的事。
This is very important.
所以盼望所有做父母的弟兄姊妹注意这件事。
We hope that all the parents here will remember this.
虽然埃及所有的尊贵荣耀
even though all the glory honor in Egypt,
虽然埃及所有的奢华呀和罪恶
all the sin and all the things in Egypt,
不能叫摩西忘记他母亲所种在他里面 那个种子。
Gonna cause Moses to forget what his mother has planted in him.
所以当他到了四十岁的时候。
So that when he is 40 years old.
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us.
他心中就起意。
That his heart was stirred.
他要去看看他自己的弟兄。
He wants to see his own brother.
当他出去看的时候。
When he went out to see.
他看见有个埃及人。在那里欺负一个希伯来人。
He saw an Egyptian taking advantage, hitting the Israelites.
他左右看看没有人。
He was looking around, there are no other people.
他是大有能力啊。
He was full of power and strength.
他就把这个埃及人打死。
He killed the Egyptian.
把他埋在沙土里头。
Buried him in the soil.
他以为说他的弟兄们应当知道。神是要用他来救他。
He thought his brothers will realize that God is using him to save them.
所以到了第二天他又出去。
So the second day he went out again.
他看见两个希伯来人在那里吵架。
He saw two Hebrews fighting with one another.
那他是大有口才的。
He was full of eloquence.
所以他来调解。
So you try to set them apart.
你们是弟兄啊，你们怎么可以这样彼此在那里争执呢？
He said, you guys are brothers. How come you guys are fighting with one another?
没有想到那个欺负人的人把他推开了。
He didn't know that the person who was beating on the other one pushed him aside.
他说你要做我们的审判官吗？
Are you trying to be our judge?
你要打死我，像你昨天打死埃及人的。
Are you going to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?
这个消息就出去了。
This news went out.
那摩西知道不对了。
Moses said, nothing good. So he fled.
感谢神。
Thank God.
摩西的心是不错。
His heart was good.
他的心呢，是要救他的百姓。
His heart is to save his people.
那神的旨意也是要用他来救他的百姓。
God's will also is to use him to save his people.
但是他不能等候神的时候。
But Moses couldn't wait for God's timing.
他也不能用神的方法。
He couldn't use God's method.
他要靠他自己的大能大力。
He wanted to depend on his own strength and power.
所以结果神就让他失败。
So therefore, God let him be defeated.
完全失败。
Completely defeated.
结果他逃到米甸的旷野。
So then he fled to the wilderness of Midian.
在那里他住了40年之久。
He lived another 40 years there.
那个时候他做什么呢？
What was he doing at that time?
他在那里看羊。
He was shepherding sheep.
经过40年看羊。
After 40 years of tending over flocks of sheep.
口才实在是没有了。
No longer has eloquence.
你对羊在那里演讲啊，羊也不懂。
You're making a speech to the sheep, they're not going to understand.
所以到了40年之后，摩西他也不会讲话。
After 40 years, Moses no longer knows how to talk or speak.
他过去在埃及所学的那些军事，那些的政治，什么都没有了。
All the things that he learned in Egypt, all the politics, all the army things, he no longer has them.
他40年所学的东西，可以说又有40年把他都学掉了。
All the things that he learned in the 40 years, he used another 40 years to unlearn them.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
也在这40年里面，他有新的学习。
At these 40 years, he has new learning.
前40年，他学习地上的东西。
The first 40 years, he learned the things of the earth.
但是后40年，他学习天上的事。
The latter 40 years, he learned the heavenly things.
最少他对于这一位创造万有的神有了新的认识。
At the least, he has a new enlightenment of the God who created all things.
所以等到神叫他的时候，他知道。
So when God calls him, he knows.
因为他对于神有相当的认识。
Because he has such knowledge of God.
感谢主。
Thank God.
他现在已经到了80岁。
Now he is 80 years old.
我们知道摩西他写诗篇第90篇。
We know that when Moses wrote Psalm 90.
诗篇90篇他怎么说呢？
What does he say?
他说人生呢是70年。
So man's life is 70 years.
如果强壮可以到80年。
If you're strong, you can reach 80 years.
意思就是说到了80岁人生完。
So it means that at age 80, your whole life is ended.
那么现在摩西自己已经80岁。
Now Moses himself is 80.
睡着他自己想他完了。
So he thinks himself he's over.
他的野心大志通通没有了。
All his ambition and goal is all over.
他自己看自己像已经死了一样。
He thinks, looks at himself, he considers himself dead.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
人的尽头是神的起头。
At the end of man is the beginning of God.
很多的时候，神在我们身上不能起头，因为你还没有到尽头。
Many times God cannot begin in your or my life because we did not come to the end of our life.
如果你到了你的尽头，神就要起头了。
If you come to the end of your life, then God will begin.
所以有一天，当他在这个西奈的旷野，在那里看羊的时候。
So one day when he was in the wilderness of Sinai, he saw a thorn bush that was being burned.
我们知道，在旷野里面什么都没有。 所有的就是境界了。
We know in the wilderness there's nothing else except thorn bushes.
因为旷野里面太干了。
Because it's so dry in the wilderness.
太阳是那么厉害。
The sun is so powerful.
所以你看见境界有的时候自己就会烧起来。
We know that the thorn bush will self-combust. Self-combustion.
所以这是旷野里常见的现象。
This is a common thing that we can see in the wilderness.
境界火烧，这是旷野里面一般的情形。
The burning thorn bush is very common in the wilderness.
可以说天天可以看见。
So you can say every day you can see it.
没有什么稀奇。
There's nothing special about it.
但是那一天，摩西他看见一个异象。
But that day Moses saw a vision.
是境界在那里被火烧。
It is the thorn bush that's being burned.
但是稀奇。
But amazingly,
活在那里烧境界，境界就没有烧毁。
We know that the fire was burning thorn bush, but it was not consumed.
本来境界被火一烧就没有了。
We know that when thorn bush is being burned, it's burned up.
现在这个境界被火烧，它还在那里。
Here the thorn bush is being burned, but still exists.
那摩西注意它。
Moses was looking at it, paid
attention. 你知道摩西是很有那个注意力的。
We know that Moses has a that can pay attention.
许多的东西你看惯了就看不见。
Many things that you see many times, you won't be able to see it again.
天天境界在哪里火烧，你就看不见。
Every day you see thorn bushes being burned, you no longer can see.
但是摩西很细心。
But Moses is a man of detail.
所以他还能看见说，哎，为什么这个境界烧就没有烧掉呢？
He can see that even though this thorn bush is being burned, it's not consumed.
所以他就要过去去看看这个奇迹。
So he went over to see this.
当他过去的时候，
As he was walking over,
耶和华的使者在境界的火焰里就对他说话。
The Lord Jehovah's angel spoke to him in the midst of the thorn bush.
摩西。
Moses, Moses.
神知道我们每一个人。
God knows every one of us.
我们不一定认识他。
We may not know him.
但是他知道。
However, he knows us.
所以他在那里说，摩西，摩西。
So he says, Moses, Moses.
这是圣地。
This is holy ground.
你要把你的鞋脱掉。
Take off your sandals.
摩西就惧怕。
Moses was full of fear.
伏在神的面前。
He fell prostrate before God.
神就对他说。
God spoke to him.
神说，我看见了我的百姓所有的痛苦。
I see all the suffering of my people.
现在我要差遣你去，去救。
I'm going to send you now to save my people.
所以这个就是火烧境界的异象。
This is the vision of the burning thorn bush.
那么弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天晚上要交通的就是这个异象究竟是告诉我们什么是神的旨意。
So tonight we want to share, brothers and sisters, what is the will of God in this vision?
在这个意象里面,
in the midst of this vision,
神要我们怎样的学习认识他?
What does God want us to learn to know him?
我们知道境界从哪里来的?
We know where did thorn come about.
我想尤其小弟兄姊妹,
especially young brothers and sisters.
你们在主日学里面一定都听见这种故事。
I'm sure you heard the stories in your Sunday school.
那么你知道荆棘是从哪里来的？
Do you know where thorns came about?
啊，你如果读创世纪第一章的话，
If you read Genesis chapter 1,
你就看见里面没有荆棘。
You see there was no thorn there.
啊，神在哪里不造这个世界的时候？
When God was calling the whole earth,
神在那里叫树啊，也结果子。
He was calling the trees to bear fruit.
没有荆棘在那。
There was no thorns.
荆棘从哪里来的？
Where did thorns come about?
一直到了创世纪第三章的时候。
We come to Genesis chapter 3.
因为人犯了罪。
Because man sinned.
所以因着人犯罪的缘故。
Because of the sin of man.
神所交给人管理的那个大地也受了咒诅。
All the earth that God caused man to govern over also was cursed.
所以地就长出荆棘来。
So the earth grew thorns.
我们知道荆棘这个东西啊，
We know thorn, this thing.
严格地说来，
A serious case.
是 aborted fruit.
It
就是我中文不知道怎么说，这个这个应当结果子，但是这个流产结不出果子来了，就变成荆棘。
So the thorn means an aborted fruit, which means that even though it's supposed to bear fruit, but because of miscarriage, it no longer carries fruit.
神的旨意是要结果子。
God's will is to bear fruit.
但是因着犯罪的缘故，果子结不出来。
Because of sin, you can no longer bear fruit.
就变了荆棘了。
So it turns into thorns.
本来是好吃的果子。
Before it was a tasty fruit.
能养生的果子。
You can grow strength from it.
现在你不但不能养生了。
No longer can you grow in it.
并且能吃人了。
It can prick people.
毫无用处。
It's useless.
除了烧掉，没有什么用处。
Besides being burned up, it's useless.
所以这是一个被神咒诅的这个情形。
So this is a condition when man was cursed, when God cursed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里要看见。
So dear brothers and sisters, we have to see here.
因为人犯罪的缘故。
Because of the sin of people.
所以我们世界上的人都变成荆棘了。
So people all became thorns.
本来我们都是结果子的树。
Before we were all trees that were bearing fruit.
能结出果子来，叫神叫人能得出喜悦。
We can bear fruit so that God and man can be pleased.
但是现在我们犯罪流产。
But now we sin, we have miscarriage.
我们在神的审判之下。
We're under the judgment of God.
在神的咒诅之下。
Under His curse.
我们只能结出那个荆棘。
We can only grow thorns.
我不知道你们有没有被荆棘刺过。
I don't know if you were pricked ever by thorns.
这个被荆棘刺很难受。
It's really hard to
我记得我到以色列去的时候。
It's uncomfortable. And I remember one time when I went to Israel.
我治疗一个荆棘。
I took a part of a thorn.
我想把它当作纪念。
I was going to have it as a gift.
没有想到不小心把我刺了一下。
I didn't know. Unfortunately, it pricked me.
哎呀，这个荆棘刺在手上，很痛。
Sticking me really was painful.
所以我们知道荆棘毫无用处。
So we know thorns is useless.
这个只能伤害，不能帮助。
There's no help, but it can only harm.
所以人在神面前看。
So man before God.
就像荆棘一样。
It's just like thorns.
我们全世界上的人都犯了罪。
All the people on the earth sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
We fall short of God's glory.
我们都犯了罪。
We all sin.
所以今天在我们里面毫无良善。
So inside us there's nothing good.
我们只能害人，不能帮助。
We can only harm and hurt people. We cannot help them.
我们实在都是在这个咒诅的底下。
We're really all under the curse.
这是我们的光景。
This is our condition.
那么这种的光景应当产生什么结果呢？
Under this condition, what can we grow out of it?
要被火烧掉。
We should be burned up.
在旷野里面，它自然而然就 self-combustion。 他自己就会烧起来。
So in the wilderness, we will undergo self-combustion.
但是实际上给我们看见也是神的审判。
In practicality, it's also God's judgment.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
我们如果犯罪，好像self-combustion 一样，我们呢就要自己烧掉。
If we sin, we undergo self-combustion, we're all burned up.
这个公义的审判是从神来的。
But this righteous judgment comes from God.
所以也可以说，我们人都在神的审判之下。
We can say that all people are under God's judgment.
这是你看罗马书的时候就知道。
This is what you read in Romans.
我们世界上所有的人都在神的审判。
All the people on the earth are under God's judgment.
但是稀奇。
But amazingly,
火在那里烧啊，应当把它烧掉。
Fire is burning it. It should be consumed. It should consume it.
因为这个火乃是一个审判的。
Because this fire is the fire of judgment.
应当把它完全烧掉。
It should burn it all up.
我们的神是公义的。
Our God is a righteous God.
我们是满了罪恶。
We are full of sin.
我们怎么能站在神面前？
How can we stand before God?
我们一定要被烧掉。
We must be burned up.
所以圣经说。
So the Bible says.
按着定力。
In terms of name.
人人都有一死。
All people will die.
死后岂有审判？
There, after death, there is judgment.
这个是我们人的命运。
This is the fate of mankind.
这是我们犯罪的结果。
It's the end result of our sin.
所以火在那里烧荆棘，目的本来是烧掉它。
The purpose of the fire burning the thorn is to burn it all up.
奇妙的是在这里。
But what's marvelous is this.
火在那里烧。
The fire is burning it.
荆棘没有烧掉。
But the thorn is not burned up.
荆棘反而在那里发光。
The thorn was glowing.
没发光。
How can thorn glow?
原因。
The reason.
因为耶和华的使者在荆棘的火焰。
Because the angel of Lord Jehovah is in the midst of the flame of fire in, of the thorn bush.
我们知道在旧约的里面。
We know in the Old Testament.
凡是你看见耶和华的使者。
When you see the angel of Lord Jehovah.
我们都知道这个是在神格里的第二位的显现。
We know that this is the revelation in terms of God's second character.
因为在神格里面只有第二位是有形状的。
In terms of God's nature or character, only the second part, there's form.
所以我们的主耶稣还没有在2000年前降到世界之前。
So our Lord Jesus Christ, before 2000 years, like before he was here on earth,
在旧约里面我们看见他多次显现。
We know in the Old Testament, many times he revealed himself.
但是那个显现与他道成肉身不同。
But that revelation is different than his incarnation.
他是取了一个形象。
He has a form.
但是的。
It's a temporary.
像耶和华的使者一样。
It's just like the angel of Lord Jehovah.
因为你在读下去的时候。
Because if you keep reading.
你就知道那个说话的是耶和华。
Because the one who speaks is Lord Jehovah.
说耶和华的使者就是耶和华。
Therefore, angel Lord Jehovah is Jehovah.
那么我们神的名字叫做耶和华。
Or the name of God is Jehovah.
耶和华是他可纪念的名。
It's what he can be remembered.
在圣经里头说到说，起初神创造天地。
We know that in the beginning God created heavens and earth.
神就是大能的神。
God is a powerful God.
创造万有的主宰。
Created all things.
但是这位神与我们人发生关系。
But this God has some connection with people.
这位神不是高高在上，与我们人中间没有关系。
This God is not someone who's so high above everything, has nothing to do with it.
所以他就对摩西说，我的名字叫做耶和华。
So therefore he says to Moses, my name is Jehovah.
耶和华的意思就是说我是。
Jehovah means I am.
摩西问说，那么人家问了，像你显现的这位神叫什么名字呢？
So Moses said, if people ask, how about this Lord who revealed to you, what is his name?
神说，我是向你显现。
God said, I am who revealed to you.
所以这个名字啊，那是神与人中间的关系。
So this name is the connection point between God and man.
是自由拥有的。
He was always there.
我是, 我们没有办法在中文里把它翻译出来。
We can't translate I am in the Chinese translation.
因为这不成句。
Because it's not a sentence.
你缺少一个 object.
There's no object.
所以不成句。
So it's not a sentence.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神的名字就是我是。
God's name is I am.
我是什么意思呢?
What does I am mean?
我是你的一切。
I am your everything.
你如果需要恩典。
If you need grace.
我是你的恩典。
I am your grace.
你需要这个称义。
If you need to be justified.
我是你的称义。
I am your justification.
你需要圣洁。
If you need holiness.
我是你的圣洁。
I am your holiness.
我是你的一切。
I am your everything.
我就是一切。
I am everything.
这个就是我们的神。
This is our God.
我们的神乃是那样的一个完全的神。
Our God is such a complete and perfect God.
那样丰富。 那样完全的,
so abundant and so complete.
而他与我们却发生了关系,
and he is connected with us.
所以他在那里呼召摩西,
so he is calling Moses.
那么弟兄姊妹,
the brothers,
我们想想神是那样一位伟大的神,
we can imagine God is such a great awesome God.
那样圣洁的神,
such a holy God.
那样荣耀的神,
such a glorious God.
怎么可以住在境界里面?
How can he live in the midst of a thorn bush?
这两个东西也好像合不起来的。
Things like these two things can't be connected.
境界是可以说最卑微不能再卑微。
The thorn bush, I mean the thorn is really the most ignoble of all ignoble.
这是最被咒诅的。
It's most cursing.
乃是最被厌弃的。
It's something that's rejected the most.
最没有用处的。
The most useless.
我们的神是最尊贵最荣耀。
Our God is the most glorious and most honorable.
最丰富的。
The most abundant.
但是这两个东西合不起来。
These two things can't be connected.
这个我们说火烧荆棘，这个是对的。
We say fire burning the thorn bush, that's correct.
神是一个 consuming fire, 它是烈火。
God is a consuming fire.
他要把这个荆棘烧掉。
He wants to burn up this thorn.
这个我们说阿们。
We say amen.
这个很对。
This is correct.
但是神住在荆棘里。
But God lives in the midst of thorn bush.
这个火不但没有把荆棘烧掉。
Not only does this fire doesn't burn the thorn bush.
好像把这个荆棘把它接近。
It almost sanctified the thorn bush.
这是怎么一回事？
What's happening here?
这个实在是个奇妙的事。
This is such a marvelous, amazing thing.
所以在这里，我们要来认识我们的神。
Here we must know our God.
我们的神就是这样的一位神。
Our God is such a God.
虽然他是尊贵荣耀。
Even though he's glorious and honorable.
他是圣洁，住在荣耀里面。
He's holy who lives in glory.
而我们人都是被咒诅的。
All of us are under curse.
都是被审判。
We're all under judgment.
应当死亡的。
We should be dead.
但是神竟然眷顾了。
But then God provided.
他竟然肯来住在我们的中间。
He is even willing to live in the midst of us.
所以到了2000年前。
So therefore 2000 years ago.
我们知道在日子满足的时候。
We know when the time is fulfilled.
神的儿子。 就生在律法之下,
we know God's son was born under the law.
被女子所生,
born under woman.
生在律法之下,
under the law.
他在那里为我们承受一切的咒诅,
he is there willingly receiving all judgment.
好叫我们在神面前得着儿子的名分,
so that we can be adopted as sonship before the Lord.
所以约翰福音第一章第十四节,
so John chapter 1 verse 14 tells us
道成肉身,
the word became flesh
自大帐篷在人的中间,
and made his dwelling among us
充充满满有恩典有真理,
full abundance of grace and truth.
我们也看见过他的荣耀,
we all saw his glory
真如父独生子的荣耀,
just like Father and Son's glory.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore brothers and sisters,
我们在这个境界, 这个火烧的意象里面,
in the vision of the burning bush,
我们看见了神的自己。
We see God himself.
我们看见我们的神是这样的一位神。
We see our God is such a God.
虽然他圣洁公义，
Even though he's holy and righteous.
但是他满有恩典，满有慈爱。
He's full of compassion and grace.
他愿意降卑他自己。
He's willing to descend himself.
取了一个人的身体。
So that he will have a human form.
住在我们这一班受咒诅的人中。
To live among the people that are cursed.
为主要担当我们的罪孽。
So that he can bear our sin.
他代替我们受咒诅。
He was under the curse for us.
凡被挂在木头上的都是被咒诅。
Curses anyone who is hung on a tree.
他为着我们来接受咒诅。
Because of us, he's willingly to receive curse.
好叫我们这些人能蒙恩。
So that we can be born.
所以在这个境界的火焰的意象里面。
In the vision of the flame offire of the burning bush.
我们第一所看见。
The first thing we see.
我们看见神的荣耀。
We see God's glory.
我们看见神的救恩。
We see the salvation of God.
我们看见神的救恩是在他儿子耶稣基督里。
We see the salvation of God is in His Son Jesus Christ.
耶和华的使者住在火烧的境界里。
The angel Lord Jehovah lives in the midst of the burning bush.
这个。就是我们的真拯救。
This is our salvation.
这个就是基督耶稣。
This is Jesus Christ.
因为基督耶稣就是神住在人的中间。
Because Jesus Christ is God living among people.
为着要来拯救我们这些世上的。
For the purpose of saving all the people that are lost in this world.
为着这个，我们不能不感谢赞美。
For this, we must praise and thank Him.
但是。这个荆棘火焰的意象
But the vision of the burning thorn bush
还有第二方面的功课
There's a second lesson to learn
这个荆棘就是代表摩西
The thorn bush represents Moses
你知道当摩西四十岁之前
You know before Moses was 40 years old
他觉得他自己是什么
What did he think he was?
恐怕他觉得他自己是连巴嫩的香风。
He thinks he's the cedar of Lebanon.
你们如果没有看见过黎巴嫩的香柏木的话
，If you have never seen the cedar of Lebanon，
你就不知道那个香柏木是多雄壮。
Then you don't know how great and grandiose is it.
我到以色列去的时候
，When I went to Israel，
我特别到黎巴嫩去看那个香柏木。
I went to Lebanon to see the cedar.
那个时候还很早的时候
，It was very early.
所以那个时候只剩下三百棵的香柏木。
There's about 300 left.
那现在他们种了很多很多。
Now they planted many and many.
那你跑到黎巴嫩的山上的时候。
When you go on the mountain Lebanon,
那里还是积雪的。
There's still snow.
哪里那个树啊？那真是你看见的时候，那个树是雄壮的。
You see these trees are so grandiose.
那个真是了不起。
It's really great.
那么弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
恐怕摩西在前四十年，他觉得是黎巴嫩的香柏木。
In the first 40 years, he thought he was cedar of Lebanon.
他是大有口才。
He was full of eloquence.
大有学问。
Full of knowledge.
什么都懂。
He knows everything.
大将军。
He's a big ambassador.
大的政治家。
General. He's a big politician.
又是大的建筑师。
He's a big architect.
他又是将来可以做法老的。
In the future, he's going to be pharaoh.
所以他认为他什么都能做嘛。
He thought he can do anything.
要救他的百姓很容易。
To save his people is very easy.
他的拳头大。
His fist is very big.
他的嘴利。
His speech is very sharp.
他就能救他的百姓。
He can save his people.
没有想到。
Now, unknowingly.
虽然他自己觉得是黎巴嫩的香柏木。
Even though he thought he was cedar of Lebanon.
但是他实在不是。
But he really wasn't.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们恐怕都有同感是不是
We probably think the same, right?
你不要批评摩西啊
Do not just criticize Moses.
恐怕你自己也这样想哦
Maybe you think you'll like that too.
所以神用四十年的功夫
So therefore God used the 40 years
把这个黎巴嫩的香柏木降成沙漠里头的荆棘。
He descended the cedar Lebanon to the thorn bush in wilderness.
需要四十年呢、啊。
Needs about 40 years.
四十年还是快的。
40 years pretty quick.
把他从黎巴嫩的香柏木降到旷野里去。
He keep descending, making it fall from Syria, Lebanon to thorn bush.
到了那个时候，他知道他一无所有。
At that time, he knows he has nothing.
他一生是完了。
The whole life is ended.
他的雄心大志也没有。
All his ambition, selfish ambition.
神要用他的时候，他对神说：“我也不会讲话。”
When God wants to use him, he said, "I'm slow to speak."
神要用他，他说：“神，你还是去用别人吧。”
God wants to use him, he's going to use other people.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
到了这个时候，他看见他自己不过是一个荆棘。
Now he sees himself only as a thorn bush.
没有什么用处。
It's useless.
就等候被烧伤。
Just waiting to be burned up.
但是感谢。
But thank God.
你看，神要用一个人。
No, when God wants to use a person.
与我们世界上人用人完全不同的。
When It's different than how people in this world want to use people.
世界上要用人是当你在那里，这个好像很威严的时候。
When the world wants to use you is when you're so great.
你这个人有用处。
Then you're useful.
你如果去找工作的话。
When you're looking for a job.
人问你这个懂不懂？不懂。
Ask you, do you know this? You say no.
那懂不懂？不懂。
You know that?
你好谦卑哦。
You're so humble.
所以中国人呢，到美国来找工作，开始的时候都有难处。
So when Chinese people come to U.S., it's very difficult to find jobs.
因为我们一直说要谦卑，要谦卑嘛。
We keep telling all of us we have to be humble.
懂也说不懂啊。
Even though we know, we still、
哎、
don't know.
哎呀，你没有想到，不懂也要说懂啊。
Even you didn't know when you don't know, you should say you know it.
这样你就能找到工作。
Then you can find a job.
这是世界。
This is the world.
但是神用人不同。
But God uses people differently.
所以在这里给我们看见一个属灵的原则。
Here we see a spiritual principle.
借着火烧的荆棘。
Through the burning thorn bush.
叫我们看见神所要用的人是怎样的人。
We see what kind of people that God's going to use.
什么样的人才是神的仆人。
What kind of servant is God's servant?
如果你自己认为自己是黎巴嫩的香柏木。
If you think you're cedar Lebanon.
神不能用。
God cannot use you.
因为如果神用了你，你说都是我做的。
If God used you, you can say I did it all.
荣耀都归给你。
All the glory to yourself.
神的荣耀从来不分给人。
God's glory will never be shared with people.
神的工作只有神自己能做。
Only God's work can only be done by God.
神可以用你，但是做的还是神做的。
God can use you, but God is the one who does the work.
你不要以为说，因为神用你就是你做的。
Don't think that if God uses you, you're doing the work.
可如果神离开你，看你怎么做。
When God leaves you, can you do the work?
都是神做。
It's all God's work.
所以一个神所要用的一个仆人。
Therefore, a servant that God wants to use.
必须要被神减低到一个地步。
He must be decreased by God to a point.
看见他自己不过是一个火烧的荆棘。
So he himself will see he's only a burning thorn bush.
但是感谢神。
We thank God.
因为神与他。
Because God is with him.
你记得摩西在那里推辞的时候。
Remember when Moses was saying no.
他说我不能，我不能，我不能。
He said, I can't, I can't.
从前是我能，我能。
Before I can, I can't.
现在他说我不能，我不能。
Now he says, I can't, I can't.
就是神要用他，他说我也不能。
Even when God wants to use him, he says, I can't.
现在神要发怒了。
God was going to get angry.
我要用你，你怎么不给我用？
I want you to use you. How come you won't let me use you?
神说我与你同在。
God says, my presence will be with you.
这个就行了嘛。
That's enough.
耶和华的使者在荆棘的火焰。
The angel Lord Jehovah is in the midst of burning thorn bush.
如果耶和华的使者在荆棘的火焰里。
If the angel of the Lord Jehovah is in the midst of burning thorn bush.
这个荆棘的火焰可以发光。
This burning thorn bush can glow.
能荣耀神。
Can glorify God.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们也需要学习这个功课。
We also need to learn this lesson.
凡是有心要服侍神。
All the people that have heart to serve the Lord.
我们必须要被神减低到这个地。
We must let God decrease us to this point.
否则的话，神不能用。
Otherwise, God cannot use us.
我们必须要看见，一切都是神的恩典。
We must see that all is God's grace.
神的能力是显在人的软弱。
God's power is revealed in the weakness of man.
好叫荣耀都归给神。
So that all glory can be given to God.
那这个是第二个我们要学的功课。
This This is the second lesson that we all should learn.
那么还有一个功课,
There's one more lesson.
我们要学习,
we must learn.
这个荆棘被火烧,
the thorn bush is being burned by fire.
是代表以色列人。
It represents Israelites.
以色列人好像荆棘被火烧一样。
Israelites are like the thorn bush that's being burned.
因为他们在埃及在那里做奴隶。
Because they were like slaves in Egypt.
他们可以说是在那个火窑的里面。
They can say they're in the midst of the fire pot.
火在那里烧他们。
The fire was burning them.
那么一个民族。
A nation.
在这样的一个这个环境底下。
In this environment.
不久就要消灭掉。
It's going to be consumed.
那为什么以色列的民族？
And how come the nation?
在那样的一个咒诅那这个火烧的那个光景里面。
Under the condition of a curse and under the fire.
他们没有被消灭呢？
They're not consumed.
原因？
The reason?
因为神在他们中间。
Because God is in the midst of them.
神是信实的。
God is a faithful God.
他是亚伯拉罕神，是以撒的神，是雅各的神。
He is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他与亚伯拉罕立了约。
He set an oath with Abraham.
他与这个约瑟、以利亚，雅各都立了约了。
He set an oath with Isaac and Jacob.
神永远不会不遵守他的约。
God will never ever not follow His oath.
所以以色列的百姓虽然在火焰里面，
even though the Israelites are in the midst of fire,
他们没有被烧掉，
they're not burned up.
因为神一直与他们在。
Because God's always with them.
他们不懂，
but they don't understand.
他们在那里哀求，
they're crying out loud.
因为说神忘记了他，
they thought God forgot them.
其实神。
But God's presence was with them.
因为这个缘故, because, 他们没有被灭亡。
Because of this, they were not consumed.
到了时候,
at due time,
神的拯救就要临到他们的身上。
God's salvation will come upon them.
把他们从埃及救出来。
Save them from Egypt.
不但救出来。
Not only to save them out.
神的工作是什么呢?
What is God's work?
神的工作是一直要把他们救到迦南流埋与蜜之地。
God's work is going to save them all the way to Canaan, a land filled with milk and honey.
这个是神对于他的百姓所定规的旨意。
This is the will that God has set before His people.
我想以色列的百姓。
I think the Israelites.
如果有一天他们能从埃及逃出来了。
One day they can flee from Egypt.
那是不是他们就是说够了？
Will they say it's enough?
我们不再做奴隶了。
We're no longer slaves.
我们也不再做苦工了。
We're not doing hard labor.
我们现在自由了。
We're free.
就是在旷野里，活着也无所谓。
Even if we have to live in the wilderness, it's okay.
是不是这样呢？
Is it that way?
不是。
No.
神对他不信的旨意。
God's will for His people.
不但把他们从埃及为奴之地救出来。
Not only.Save them out of the land of slavery in Egypt.
神要把他们救到迦南流奶与蜜之地。
God will save them all the way to Canaan, a land filled with milk and honey.
这个是神对于他的百姓所定规的事。
This is the will that God has set before His people.
这是神的工作。
This is God's work.
所以神他一定要工作直到这个工作完成。
God will keep working until this work is complete.
我们人可以拦阻神的工作。
People can hinder God's work.
拦住神的时间。
Can hinder God's timing.
但是不能改变神的工作。
Cannot change God's work.
以色列的百姓因为不信的缘故。
Because of unbelief, Israelites.
他们在旷野漂流三十八年。
They drifted in the wilderness for 38 years.
本来两年就可以进到迦南。
Actually, in 2 years, they should be able to go to Canaan.
但是因为不信。
Because of unbelief,
他们漂流了三十八年。
They drifted for 38 years.
但是过了四十年。
But after 40 years,
神还是把他们带进去。
God still leads them that way.
因为神的工作，
because God's work
必要成就，
must be complete fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
所以在这个荆棘火焰火烧的里面，
in the midst of this burning thorn bush.
我们不但认识了神的自己，
Not only do we know God himself,
知道他的救恩，
He knows his salvation,
是在基督的里面，
is in Christ.
我们不但看见神的仆人，神怎样要训练他，
Not only we see how God will change and work on his servant,
我们也看见神的工作是怎么一回事。
We also see what kind of work God is doing.
什么是神的工作？
What is God's work?
你记得我们的主耶稣说，
Remember what Jesus Christ our Lord said.
我父做事直到如今。
Our Father does work until now.
我也做事。
I will also do work.
神只有一个工作。
God only has one work.
神在哪里做？
God is doing the work.
主耶稣也在哪里做？
The Lord Jesus Christ also doing work.
圣灵今天也在哪里做？
The Holy Spirit is also doing work.
神在哪里做一个什么工作呢？
What kind of work is God doing?
神的工作。
God's work
就是要把我们这一班蒙召的人，
God's work is to bring all these people that are saved
带到荣耀的里面，
that are called to bring us to glory.
这个是神的工作，
that is God's work.
神不是把我们光光从地狱里拉出来就完了，
God is not just pulling us out of hell and finish it.
神也不是把我们放在天堂里就完了，
God's not just putting us in heaven and just it's over.
神要把我们救到一个地步，
God wants to save us to a point,
叫我们能被磨成他儿子的形象，
so that we can be molded into the image of his son.
凡是神所预先知道的，
whatever he foreknew,
他就预先定规，
he will predestine,
要把他们磨成他儿子的形象，
so that they can be molded into the image of his son.
他所预先知道的，
what he foreknew,
他呼召，
he called.
他所呼召的，
those he called,
他称义，
he justified.
他所称义的，
those he justified,
他叫他们得着荣耀，
he glorified.
弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters, 这
个是神的工作，
that is God's work.
这是神在我们身上所要做的工作，
this is the work that God wants to do in us.
这个工作你可以迟延它，
you can hinder it, this work,
因为你不合作，
because you're not co-working with
him.
You don't believe.
你不顺服。
You don't submit.
但是你不能毁坏。
But you cannot destroy it.
他一定要把你磨成他儿子。
He's definitely going to mold you until you have the image of his son.
叫他的儿子在众之中做长子。
So that his son is the first son of all sons.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是何等荣耀的事。
What a glorious matter.
这个叫做神的工作。
This is God's work.
我们凡是做神工作的人，
those of us that are doing God's work,
都要记得这件事。
We must remember this.
如果今天，
if today,
你在那里做所谓神的工作，
you're doing such so-called God's work,
而不是与神工作的性质是完全一致的，
if it's not connected as oneness with God's work, the nature of God's work,
你在工作上就亏欠了神的。
In terms of work, you fall short of God's glory.
所以你看使徒保罗，他的工作就是往这个方向。
You look at Apostle Paul, his work is toward this direction.
一直要等到基督成形在我们的里面。
Until God, Christ Jesus is formed as image in us.
要把所有的人都完完全全的带到基督里面。
Take all the people completely into Christ.
这一个才是神。
This is God's work.
所以愿神纪念我们。
We hope that God will remind remember.
当你看见这些的事情，
so when you see these things,
你看见这个荆棘火烧的异象，
you see the vision of the burning thorn bush,
在你身上要产生什么反应？
What kind of response will you have in you?
我们只能俯伏敬拜。
We can only fall prostrate and worship.
我们说神啊。
He said, God,
你实在是神，
you are really God.
你的旨意高过人的旨意，
your will is above all man's will.
你的道路高过人的，
your ways are all above all man's ways.
你是何等荣耀，
you're so glorious.
你的救恩是何等的丰富，
your salvation is so abundant.
我们只有俯伏，
we can only fall prostrate to worship. Let's pray. Glorious Lord,
我们伏在 你的面前。
We fall prostrate before you.
稀奇。
Amazing.
你奇妙的恩典。
To see your marvelous salvation.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
你不但在当初叫摩西看见这异象。
Not only did you allow Moses to see this vision.
你今天借着你的圣灵。
Today, through your Holy Spirit,
你要我们也看见。
You want us to also see.
你要我们看见，我们虽然像荆棘一样。
You want us to see, even though we're like thorn bush.
在审判的底下。
Under judgment.
但是你却眷顾。
However, you provided for us.
你竟然与我们同住。
Your presence is with us.
你来洁净我们。
You sanctify us.
你来变化我们。
You transform us.
把我们带到荣耀里去。
Take us to glory.
叫你得着荣耀。
So that you can receive glory.
得着称赞。
To receive praise.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.